time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Delana Barr. She is with the 4-H program here in Carbon County down there at the Utah State Extension Office. And coming up this week, it is the Carbon County Fair. Lots of things going on. And one part of the county fair is what 4-H young entrepreneurs have been up to.
Yes.
And it's always a lot of fun to go and see, you know, the projects that they come up with and the products that they create and all their sales plans and how they want them to go and all that stuff. So we brought Delana in to kind of talk about that a little bit and then where you can find the entrepreneurs this year in conjunction as part of the Carbon County Fair. Delana, how are you today?
So great. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good.
I'm doing well. So let's talk about, first let's get into the fact, the Young Entrepreneur Program. How does this all roll and what kind of things do they do in that?
You know, it's been so fun to see them learn and grow as they've had this curriculum they've learned from marketing, customer service and finances, and getting their product design ready. It's been quite an adventure and education to see them learn and grow.
And so the culmination of all that comes this week at the county fair. And what kind of, you know, let's talk about, they have to come up with like a product at first and then the business plan and everything and see it through. Is that how this works?
Right. So we had Amanda Pies come from Marketing Elevated, and she helped them with their marketing and getting ready to sell, their product design, logos, all that. And so that's been really exciting. And then understanding the financial part of running a business. And Ethan Migliori from USU Eastern came, you know, from investing and how to keep track of your money and make sure you're making a profit. And you could just see the wheels spinning and the kids and getting excited as they thought about getting their banners for their booth and all that ready. And then Jordan Still from Office Equipment came and talked about customer service, taking care of your people. So we're really looking forward to Carbon County folks to come out and support these kids and what they've got ready to sell to you.
And that's the greatest part, is they've been working on this whole time, and now they finally get to take it to market, so to speak.
Oh, and they're so excited. Their banners have come. They're getting their setup. We've got from Melty bead keychains to wizard wands and other magical things, stickers for your water bottles, oh, jewelry, really pretty jewelry that we've got, Kate's famous brownies, twisty balloons, lemonade, and more. It's so exciting to see what they've come up with.
Now, if people want to take a look at these things and maybe even purchase them, where do they need to go? Where are they going to be hiding at?
We're going to be in the Carbon Senior Center there in the classroom. It's going to be Friday and Saturday, I think, 10 to 5.
And the great thing about the Senior Center is they're actually kind of incorporating it into the fair this year as well, because you guys aren't just the only ones there. I believe the quilting show is going to be there. I want to say there was something about the Senior Citizen Center. The people that work there kind of got together and decided they're going to do a bake sale.
Oh, fun.
So there's plenty of great things going on over at the Senior Center to go check out. But go check out the entrepreneurs and see what they've been working on. And I would say that one of the favorite things that people can do is ask a lot of questions when they go talk to them.
Oh, these kids have been preparing, and it's so good for the kids to talk with adults and to get that interaction and feedback. And this county is just really great at being positive and helping the youth.
So once again, that's going on Friday and Saturday at the Senior Center in the classroom.
Yes.
From so 10 to 5.
You can come where it's air conditioned and be comfortable.
Even better. Now, with school getting ready to ramp up and start, that means another season, another year of 4-H is happening. And you guys always do is it September 1st?
Yes.
So you're going to start signing up again starting September 1st. And it runs through the school year. It runs, September 1st to August 31st?
Yes.
And what's the fee going to be? I know you guys offer a discount for that first little bit.
Throughout the year, it's $10 for your membership. But through the month of September, we give a 50% discount on that. And then we have a family night that you can come and see all the clubs that are going to be available for the fall, and even know some of the summer clubs and camps that we'll have.
So all kinds of fun things going on and being tied in with 4-H. We've got the county fair, and then, of course, in September, new signups will begin. And 4-H is a great program. They've got so many different clubs and different interests for different people that want to do a bunch of different things. Delana, thank you so much for taking the time out and coming in and talking to us this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. We appreciate you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.